Parshat Vayelech, I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Let's Sing Me Too. In the Parsha, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Perek Yutet, appears the statement, V'yata, and now, Kitvu Lachem, write down for yourselves, Et Ashira Hazot, this song. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin states, Daf Chaf Aleph from a bet, Amar Rava, Afal pi sheinichu lo avotav sefer Torah, even though my forefathers or my father, my parents, left me as, let's say, as Yerusha or as a gift, a sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtov mishalo. There's a special mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. Kitvu lachem et ashirazot. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, writes, Mitzvah tasei al kol ish ve'ish mi Yisrael. It's a positive commandment for each and every Jew. Lichtov Sefer Torah latzmo. To write a Sefer Torah out for himself. Shenemar, and he quotes our pasuk, V'yata kitvu lachem et ashira zot, and he explains it. Kolomar, kitvu lachem Torah, sheyesh ba shira zu. In other words, it's a machloket, mefarshim, kitvu lachem et ashira zot, does it mean the entire Sefer Torah, just means the last parshiot, that Moshe Rabbeinu before he died, or Parshat Hazino, whatever it might be. So the Rambam says, no. It says, I'm writing an entire Sefer Torah. And what's the pasuk mean? It's write the Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah has within it this Shira. How do we deal with this halacha lemaisa? There's a whole raid, among the achronim, where that could be yotze by buying Sforim, and so on and so forth, but let's leave that. The gist of the matter is that it's V'yata kitvu lachem et ashira hazot. So the must be, there are a number of points here, I'd like to touch upon at least two of them. The Torah, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Torah Sheval Peh and Torah Shebichtav, is not only my forefathers, it's also me too. It should become, therefore, a shira. When I am just studying something that perhaps is antique, old, well, this is the Torah of my father and the grandfathers and so on and so forth. Who am I? I'm a link. I learn, I give it over to my children. But if I see myself more than that, then it becomes a shira. It's a joy. Exaltation comes. It arrives when after going through major sources in a sugya, I find a niche. I find a kasha. Why did the Rambam say this? Why didn't say that? Why did the Gemara say this? Why didn't the Gemara say that? Rashi, Tosis, whatever it might be. I find a niche, a kasha. Or, I found a way that I could answer up a kasha from Kyager. Or even more so, and again, this is all following, don't misunderstand, of going through the sugya in great detail and staying within the confines of the derech halimud of Torah Shebaal Peh. So I find myself an entire mahalach, an entire gang, a chiddush to shine a new light on the Torah which is Ein Sof. So therefore it becomes kitvu lachem et hashira zot. You take initiative upon your mesorah. This Torah hazot. It's not a new Torah, different Torah. It's the Torah that you get from your forefathers. But it brings you to Shira immense pleasure. And then if you speak especially to a bocher sometimes, it depends on what level he is, and he asks you, well, when could I start writing a shtickel Torah? So I said, get your own machberet, get your own notebook, get your own pad, okay? And today, the ato with an ayin, and now, kitfu lachem et ashir hazot, today. You might find that in 5 years ago, you thought you went through the sugya, five years ago when you learned the sugya, you learned the sugya well, and you understood it well, and what you thought was a chiddush, it's wrong, you made a big mistake. Be that as it may, but right. And when? Now. And you'll grow and grow and grow, and it'll give you joy after joy after joy. You can go through an entire sugya with your Rebbe, with the Rosh Hashiva, whatever it might be, that you hear shiurim and you hear all the Rishonish Torah and the Achrinish Torah and everything. And then you sit down and you say, you know, I'll make a little synopsis of the Shitot. And then, you know, Adakasha here on this Lashon of the Rambam, Adakasha why the Ramban said this and Rashi said something else. Perhaps we could offer to say something a little different than what some of the Achronim that were quoted, and so on and so on and so forth, where you're writing yourself. And you finish, you look down at yourself, at what you wrote, at your bindle of Sifri, of Chidushei Torah, and it's Ata Kitfu Lachem Et Hashira Zot. Amen.